Okay. Today I'm going to start the innovation that I'm going to also have the Shir L'Zecha Nishmas, my father. So we'll start off the Shir L'Zecha Nishmas, Yaakov, Avi Mori, Yaakov, Ben Yisrael Pinchas, L'Zecha Nishmas, Daniela Shena, Bas Yoshua Falak. Okay. Sundays we've been doing Sarara, and we got to Packet Yud, and then Ilan said we should continue in Sarara. The only thing is we didn't have any more packets on Sarara. So over Shabbos I came across in my apartment the Sefer Emunas Eson, which is had a whole piece on Sarara, starting with page 14, and thanks to Rav Avram Levitt. I want to thank publicly Rav Avram Levitt, who sent me them. I gave him the makoros from the Sefer Emunas Eson. And then my wife helped. This went till like 1 o'clock last night, literally maybe even later. And I put on the packet here, B'siyua al yidei talmidi hayokar of Avram Halevi Levit Shlita. So we did an emergency packet. Usually, as you know me, I make packets far in advance. But with the whole situation now, Baruch Hashem, so thank you, Rav Avram, for helping out. And we got
it's
this
an honor, Rabbi.
Yeah, and we got this packet off. Wow, I never thought we could do it in so short time. And it should last us some time. And tomorrow, I guess, we'll continue with the Inyan Yom Kippur. We have some more packets, and then we have to discuss when we should start Chazara and things like that. Okay, so we'll be in touch on this matter. So let's begin today's packet. We're not going to nearly be able to finish it, but at least we'll start it, and we'll deal from there. Okay. Okay, so we've discussed that some poskim hold that if you have a srara, then there's Yerusha with the srara. In other words, we even discussed some poskim held if a person is a magid shir, an yeshiva. So some poskim discussed that maybe his son, if his son is qualified, has the right, even in certain shuls. There could be a concept of Yerusha of the Rabbonis. Now it could be that maybe these things only apply. We saw a discussion. Maybe it applies only if it's a srara that's la'olam or something like that. We've discussed like a lifetime contract type of thing. So we've discussed those type of questions. So in that Sefer, Emunas Eson, he has more discussion, so I thought these are some makoros that we haven't seen yet. So I think today we'll begin that discussion here on page one is the Shud of the Ramah, Moshe Isselis, Mechaber Ramah. So we've seen it in the past that the Ramah has Tshuvas HaRamah. So at the end of the Tshuvas HaRamah, there's this tshuva from Moreno Harav Shaul, but Hagon Moreno Harav Heschel. Not sure exactly who he was, but he has a tshuva here, so we're going to go through that tshuva, and then there's a lot of other literature regarding that tshuva that will take us some time. So let's look at this tshuva here on page 2. Everyone has the packet? Yep. Okay. Thank you, Tilan, for sending it out. Okay. Nishalti bi'ir achas nasa takana. In a certain community, they made a takana. They made an enactment. V'zel loshen ha-takana. Shelo yikablu la'av bezdin shum rav michutz la'ir sheyesh lo ezet sad kurva be'ir. So, well, in other words, they said that if they make a rav in the community, taking him from outside the community, but he has some relatives in our community, so I guess they didn't want. That there should be, that they should bring relatives, and maybe they feel it'd be favoritism or something like that. So they made a takana. Shal yikablu l'av bezdin shum rav michutz l'ir sheyesh lo ezet sad kurva be'ir. Ukehayom yesham rav echad mufla is upolag mufursum bedoro v'uchosan harav shahiyah sham. In other words, the previous rabbi's son-in-law was a person that was available. And the question is, could they appoint him to be the rav in the community, the son-in-law? Would we say that's violating the enactment? That's violating the enactment that that they shouldn't have a relative of somebody who already is in the community. So that's what he's dealing with. So let's see how this works. So take a look now. So this tshuva, as I said, is printed at the end of the Shutra, at the end of the Shutra Ma. So what does he say? V'hu chosan harav shayat sham hechzik ba'odo b'chayev k'tzas b'mo'os harabonis. In other words, when his father-in-law was still alive, he used to, I don't know, he would fill in sometimes for his father-in-law. Like his father-in-law would be away or some of the place, he would fill in. So he had some connection. The hein b'harav v'chol dov ha-kosha ha-yabo l'fonav l'fnei chamav b'tzirif chosno harav ha-muflog v'yish lo b'ir krovei ishto. And, you know, the people in the city, he still has relatives of his wife, because, again, he's the father, the son-in-law of the previous rabbi who passed away. Madino imhu b'chlal ha-takana olav. So do we say that this is part of the takana, that you can't bring in a new rav in the community who has relatives in the community now? Which is interesting, because the question being, you know, is this part of the halacha of Yerusha? What is this the Emunas Eson discusses? What do we say? No, Yerusha, a son-in-law is not a Yorish to his to the father-in-law. The son is the Yorish. So how does this, so maybe, you know, how does this work with the din of Yerusha, and how does the whole takana work with the din of Yerusha? Say he would have had a son. That, so would we say that they can make the takana, or maybe the takana is masna machakosu b'Torah? You're making a takana of violating a halach in the Torah, because if the Torah says that the son deserves it, you know, he gets a Yerusha of the Rabbanus if he's worthy, then how can you make a takana not like that? But here it's not a son, it's a son-in-law, and let's see how that plays out. So says the says the tshuva here. Tshuva, hashoel helim chasno tochan hadvarim im atakana nase bechaver ir olav. In other words, how is the takana made? V'yodo shehu yirei Elokim v'einu nosei ponim l'shem Adam v'aldaita d'gava rabba kazeh lo rotzu l'asos takana. In other words, what was the takana? The takana was shelo yikablu lav bezin shum rav michutz l'ir. In other words, we can't make a rav that's outside the city if he has relatives. But what's the idea of chutz l'ir? Maybe that means that if he is already in the community, so he's not chutz l'ir. So we're afraid that maybe if it's chutz l'ir, so we don't know if he's, we don't know about him, and maybe he's not so reliable or not so good, and then the fact that he'll have relatives in the city will support him even if he's really not worthy. But if it's somebody we know already and he's in the city, then maybe that's different. What's the point of writing chutz l'ir? Just write, they shouldn't have any rav who has relatives in the city. Why is it that Dafka did chutz l'ir? So you're saying maybe it's only if he's chutz l'ir. Halavadei Dafka mechutz l'ir she'im makirin es mahuso. Pen yotel levavo achar krovim. Hal mishahu makiru v'yodu shehu yirei Elokim. But if we know that this fellow is yirei Elokim, he doesn't show favorites. He's not going to pervert justice because he has relatives who are in the city. Maybe they didn't mean to exclude such a person. Maybe, in other words, and is it, does it mean dafka his relatives, blood relatives, as opposed to relatives of his wife? Here it was all relatives of his wife. Obviously, once you get married, the relatives of your wife become your relatives, but maybe it's only blood relatives that it was referring to. Fei mashma, the gemara rash baga. Okay, Muchak Machuvas Maram Perakam Kabagam Mysis goes well call, Perak Daram. Yet nearly the Masha Tikin Rach Lo Altavis Habaslavoda Tikin Ella Almisis Haben Gamkin. Masha Lohis Kushin Gamdi Donis Hachosan Lafisha Bitsorfik Vakosha Mashnosha Lohiskir. It has to be beferish in the takana. Hadin, who begmar sof Yuma. Ham Rav Yossi kol mavakesh matu mechaveru al divakesh mer Yosef migimu pa'omim. Rav Hechi Ovid Hachi v'amarava kol maver mindosa maverlo kol pshav chalsa havi Zakfu bedikla v'gemir dechol dezakfu bedikla reisha hava v'lo saya kehecha de l'kia. Ke mitchila mi imale liba lasos takana neged ha'gzerim in ha'shamayim chas v'shon she l'rosh elevaday af she nigzar al echad sheyeh l'rosh v'mokam acher aval mishahu kan ba'oso ir v'hu roi lios l'rosh yitcha l'yadcheres lo dachinen ba miyuchal hotzi oso mimkomo v'yofa tiknu al pi ha'gemar. So what is he saying? Misha who can, but also ear, and he's Roy Leo's Rosh. He says he doesn't think we're going to push him to another city. For old, אם לא היה תקנה נגד הרב שיהיה באוסו שור זכר גם לבונוב ודא אין הצורך לפנים. In other words, the fact that if he had sons, we wouldn't say he has to disqualify his sons. That's obvious. The כל שפוסקים דו לפוסקים לא לזרו אחרוב עד עולם. Right? So if in other words, your son gets it, so obviously, it doesn't come to exclude the halacha. The halacha is the son gets it. So now he says a chiddush. Ve'ein lechalek bein beno lechosno. Wow. So this is the big chiddush that he says, that there's no distinction between a son and a son-in-law. No distinction between a son and a son-in-law, that a son-in-law is like a son. So what it says, the Avos Eisim points that out, the Emunas Eisim points out, Poskim lo ulazara acharav is referring to, even though he's not your blood relative, your son-in-law, but he's the continuation of your lineage. Because, as Hashem, you have children with the daughter, and that's a continuation of the lineage. So the din of Yerusha, of Srara, doesn't only apply to a son. It could apply even to a son-in-law, because that's called Zara Acharef. Even though it's not a biological thing, but his daughter's biological. And the son is perpetuating the biological connection of the daughter, the son-in-law, rather. So that's concluded. Bein chalek bein b'no l'chosno kanira l'fum riyoto v'oni hamon aval lo kein hu ki menu b'chlal hu v'chei mucha v'yushalmi gabe lo yisod li yoso shevin mihuda eilu rashi golo she b'bavel v'mechokik bein raglov eilu banov shel hilov yisob yushalmi shezeh ba min hazucharim v'zeh ba min hanakevos im kein av ma she ba min hakeva hu b'chlal lo yoser. In other words, so lo yoser shevin miyuda, right? That the Rosh Hagol, the Rosh Galusa, the Bavel, the head of the Sanhedrin, it continues from that tribe. So the Yushalmi says that it's referring to both Zcharim and the Kevos. So that means that if the extension of the tribe is your son, or the son from Yehuda, or it's from the daughter who someone marrying into from a different tribe, that's still considered following that continuum. Kein av ma shabam menakev hu bchalal yoser, hey karim lechosno bno, kamo shekar David leshaul ani avi v'hu karol bni. Right, in other words, you can call somebody who's not your technically a son, you can call him son and you can call him father. So that's the vort. Chaymasinu kam pamam gemar. Rak she ain't siv. Yeah. Ain chalik ben davishu laolam umashi yicholam levata lachazman zeino. These are Torah karkonim. Hari omer vayomas noda vavil lefnei Hashem akivim eizara ain tol malom vanim lohayu lahem shilo yelam banim heimakodim lalozer. Shekol hakodim benachal lohu kodim lachavod. These are right. It says none of you didn't have children. They weren't married, whatever. But if they would have, the children would have continued. Kenakuna golan nistalak bepet vafilu hachi amina kishayol ham banim lhayol ham yirusha elavade dehain hagadul mashkiposkim or de adam or mishamayim shavim heim v'chol haroi kodim. So that's what he says. Zochani m'shashamati mipi avi hamanoch ha'mefursim b'doros zal shenifzak mipi kol ha'ga'onim b'nidazel ha'aloch l'maysa she'in lidchos ha'zbonov mi'agdul k'shehem r'uyim. This goes up b'tshuvas ha'ramah b'tshuvas ha'ram mipadva kol zek asavdi l'harvacha ki ha'dvarim p'shutim. It's pashal lov in l'val tazos she'krovi ishto eina m'chlal krovim. So that's what he says. That even your wife's relative, you know, even the daughter is also included in this takana. Meaning it's not included. Meaning the takana cannot override. This, because the takana is not going to override the din. It means to say, if you have someone else, mibachutz, who's not connected, who's not a son or a son-in-law, and now the takana is saying we're not going to bring him in to be the rav of the community when he has relatives, and things could be a little bit, you know, the relatives could be mashpia in a bad way, etc. But the Chiddush, as the Emunas Eisam points out, is that it's not the regular, as the Sefer Emunas Eisam points out, it's not the regular din of Yerusha. Because the regular din of Yerusha, as the Emunas Eisam points out, by Momenus, you know, is, you know, the son Yarshins, not the, you know, not the daughter, the son Yarshins. So, well, the son-in-law is like, it's not better than the daughter, who's not part of that. But we say that that for these halachas, it's, you know, zara acharav. So because it's your zera, whatever's going to come out of your son-in-law with the daughter is your continuation. So mamela, that's the that is. So that's the psak of the sefer of Shaul ben Agon Rav Heschel. Okay. So in that sefer, Emunas Eisam, he quotes other poskim that deal with this shaila as well. So let's take a look here first in the Beis Yitzchak. The Beis Yitzchak is one of the big poskim of Yitzchak Shmelkis. Right? He was one of the big poskim, I think, of Galicia, Lvov. You know, and the tshuvas of the Beis Yitzchak are considered from the most chashuva tshuvas. You know, so you should always be eager to look up a tshuva from the Beis Yitzchak. Okay, so whenever you see someone quote a tshuva from the Beis Yitzchak, you have to say right away, I have to look up this tshuva, because he was from the Poske Hador. Yitzchak Shmelkis, and therefore I urge you always to look up any tshuva that you come across, you know, from the Beis Yitzchak, is considered one of the very chashuva svarim. So let's see what he says. Take a look. Siman Samach Tes. Aldas Mishra Sarabodis, the Kal Biala, the Lita. That is regarding the position of the rabbinate. Hashem Harav Hagon Av Bezdin Desham Shavach L'chaim. He passed away. Shavach L'chaim means he left life. He passed away. V'hiniach Acharav Almana Bein Mishon U'mashena. You know, without any support, an Almana. V'chosno Hu Achiv. And he has a brother who gadol b'Torah, Yirei Hashem. Rabbim, okay, Rabbim, Meir Yivakshu Hashachosin. Harav Yichayin Pe'er Yimalim Mokum Chosno. So who's this V'chosno? His what? His son-in-law? He's a choshev, a person. And then, so he's a candidate, but then there are other people in the city who want to appoint someone else from their family. Hashem Yerod Min Chosov. Meaning, this person needs a parnasa. Shvalko adoso im yesh lachosen harav hamanoach schus al pi din Torah sheimale malkom chosno. In other words, so there is another candidate, right? There is another candidate. So the question is, should the son-in-law of the previous rabbi get the position, or should this other person get the position? In other words, does this other person, you know, consider like Ani Mapach Bacharara means that somebody's trying to get something and you usurp it? Kam Shol im Akrovim Yishlem Deya Ba'ir Lekabel Es Krovim. Okay, Shior HaKorvus Im Dafka Korva Doraisa After Rabbanon Ofil HaKshirim Le'edus Elohim. How close do you have to be, etc. Tshuva Kvar Rach. So he says the first thing he quotes is to look in that tshuva that we just saw of Rav Shaul, that tshuva that we just saw. Zeh Rach has a tshuva and it passes B'sof Tshuvas Ramah B'shem Magon Rav Shaul Magon Rav Heschel. We should look where is that Chazal? So anyone want to do a search where that Chazal is? That Kol Misha Poskim Lo. This Lashon Kol Misha Poskim Gedula Poskim Lo Ulazaro Achrav. Okay, if anyone wants to do a search to see where that phrase comes from. Because that's what it's all based on. That it's a din of Zara Acharav. Even though it's not technically a blood related, but your son-in-law is considered Zara Acharav because he's going to produce hopefully children, and that's going to be, you know, grandchildren.
What am I searching for?
Kol Misha Poskim Gedula Poskim Lo Lazaro Acharav. Now, I don't know if this is an exact quote. You hear in the Beis Yitzchak here, on page 4, on the in the second arrow, go a little further down. Kol Misha Poskim Gedula Poskim Lo Lazaro Acharav. You see it? Ezra?
Yeah.
Vashan posted the Moso Kahal Takana Shaloi Kabul Rav Mishish Lotar Kurva Amrina Mitzar Umdana Kamosha Lohaya Kavanosa Rav Hamamuna Mikvar kein lo haya kavaras al zar achrof gam chos lo b'chlal. In other words, it's not referring to the relative, his the previous rav's relatives, because they have the din of Yerusha. So even though they made a takana, it's not going to. Yeah, you found it, Ezra?
One more minute. I found a couple of things.
Yeah, Avram, you found too?
One thing is a Midrash Talpiot.
Yeah. What does it say?
It says... One second. It says... Amar HaMe'aseh... Amar HaMe'aseh... Haka Chazinan Shesh Kedulu Adam or Zaro Chazer Al Apsachim Ve'ech Kamer Kishe Paiskim Kedulu Adam Paiskim Loi Ulazaro Acharav.
So where is that? The Medrash Talpios?
Yeah.
Okay, so, yeah, and Ezra, did you find anything?
They just sent me to the Beis Yitzchak.
What?
They just sent me back to the Beis
Yitzchak. They just sent you back to the Beis Yitzchak.
I found it in the Medrash Talpios.
Medrash Talpios. Okay,
yeah.
One second.
It might also be in other places, too.
One second. Kol, so what's the Lashon here? Kol mi sheposkin, because that's where it's Gedula, poskin, blow ulazara achra. So where is this Medrash Talpios?
Yeah. Want me to send it to you?
Yeah, but tell me the Mar Makom, where what's
Medrash Talpios Os Gimel Anaf Gadol Ugedula.
Os Gimel?
Yeah, Os Gimel Anaf Gadol Ugedula.
Anaf Gadol Ugedula. Okay.
It says page 135.
I'll
send it to you.
You want to send it to me? Send it to the whole group.
Okay.
Okay, so everyone could see. Because I when I was looking at the Shia before, I didn't see what the makor of this statement. Because that's what they're saying. It's poskim lo ulazara acharav. Anyone who has a position of gedula, it's for him and for his lineage. So his lineage is not only his son. You know, the question of the daughter, that's another din of, you know, Ein Sraar Benashim. But if it's a question of, you know, the Rav of the Shul, you know, so, you know, that's a factor that, you know, goes in. You know, it depends. Certain shuls, the question is, you know, certain shuls today, they don't have such a... The question is, do we say that the reason why some shuls today don't have it is because those shuls, the original rabbi was only a temporary thing. He only had it wasn't a lifetime contract. Or he's on a contract. You know, like the old rabbanim, you know, they were the rav of the community forever, even without a contract, right? Like Rav Moshe said, you don't need a contract. You're the Rav. You're muchsak to be the Rav. So it could be, like maybe we see what some point out, that in the shuls that... There is reason why the shuls today are... Don't... In other words, you don't find today... In some places you do. You know, some places you do find that, the son is the one who's... unless he doesn't want it. But in most shuls that you fellas... are involved in, it doesn't work that way usually. In other words, we don't say automatically, in other words, fakir, they'll make a rule, you know, that dafka, the rabbi's sons or relatives can't be the next rabbi, right? There's shuls like that, that they have, they write that in the contract or whatever, you know? So the question is that, you know, Masna Mashakovsa Batorah? Maybe, that's one possibility. The other possibility is to say that that the whole Srara, we saw this idea, that the concept of Srara Benoshim, maybe the real in Srara is when it's Dumya de Melech. And Melech is something that's forever. So the Yerusha Srara maybe is also when it's. But if his original appointment is only a 5-year contract or a 2-year contract or something like that, then not. Even though it seems from Ramosha and the Chasim Sofer, once you're appointed, unless you do something that's improper, it's yours forever. But in America, especially the modern world we live in today, that's not the way, you know, people don't want to have that setup. So the question is, maybe is that being against the halacha? Because, right. Or not, yeah.
Didn't Breuers have a rub for a long time on, like, Breuers?
Yeah, Breuers, I think, is a lifetime, it becomes a lifetime contract.
Wait, there are places now that have long-time rub on him.
What?
There are places that have lifetime rub on him.
Yeah. So those shuls are more likely to follow this halacha of that if after he passes away they'll but look, there are shuls that have rabbanim lifetime and then they also don't, you know. So, you know, as I told you many times, these halachas of Srara and in the American scene, it's hard for them to deal with this notion of Yerusha and things like that. But again, it doesn't mean that the Yerusha applies if he's not fit for it. But as long as he's Roilakach. Now, it could be there's somebody who's better, even. There's always someone who's better, you know what I mean? But Dayna Dover Sof. But the Chiddush over here that we saw in the Tshuvas Ramah is not only, it's the Medrash Talpios, like Rav Avram Levitt says. Poskim Gdula, Poskim Lo, Ulazara Acharav. The Beis Yitzchak, Yitzchak Shmeltis, that's what it sent you back to.
Yes.
Bar Ilan. Bar Ilan. Om Namini Yerusha Vizchus Harabonis Lomayrisham. And we saw that Shuvah Kotzav B'Shei Baramov, our Mam Bran Shein Litchos Ben Me'asrara Im Huroi. Maisi is also the Indian Hashayla Didei. Word Im Husnu Yeshlo Din Keben L'Inizel Inin Dino Nira Lam Shayz Daiti. He nomad Yesh Becheskas Rabbonus Din Yerusha Ein Lachosno Din Yerusha Dueno Yorish. Question. Farama Mavur. Lo Malchus Bavara Kolos Rors Chol Hamnim Shem Yisrael Yushal Bnei Yisrael Bnei Varaim Mizek Chosef Chol Hakodem Nachal Kodem Yerusha Hamlucha Imkain Chosef Shein Yorish Shein Zochem Srors. So he's saying that, but maybe not. Maybe if it's a real Din Yerusha, he's saying if the concept of Chazaka by Rambanus is a Din Yerusha, then it should only apply to someone who's a real Yorish. A son, not a daughter, not a son-in-law. And the Lashon HaRambam is Lo Malchus Bilvad, Ela Kol Hasroros V'Chol Haminuyim Shebi Yisrael, Yerusha Levnei Yisrael Levnei V'Nei Bonim. Yikei Chosin Sheinu Yorish, Ein Zoche Bisroros. Fafim Bivaz Yoresh, It's Kevin Shekos HaRamim Kol Muzev Echein Kol Musima Shebi Yisrael, Ein Manim Ela Ish, Ein Labaz Din Yerusha, Lo Labayla Shu'einu Yoresh. Amdul Fanein Lodon Binidon Hanoshim Hamashkichus Bebeis Haknesses Bezes Noshim in Bito Yereshet Chusa. What's this? Hanoshim Hamashkichus Bebeis Haknesses Bezes Noshim. What was this job? What do you Women had, what did they do? I remember my father's mother, Aleha Shalom. So she was the woman that all the women came to find the page. She would mesh the page for everyone, show where, you know. In fact, when my father was Nifter, I called up my grandfather, my father's father's Rav, to let him know. Obviously, he's an elderly man, Rabbi Shraga Feivel Rimler of Brighton Beach. And we talked a little bit. He knew my father. He knew my grandparents. My grandfather opened up the shul every morning. He lived a couple of doors from the shul. And he opened up the shul. This Rav talked about my grandmother, Allah Shalom, who was a very big davener in the shul, and she would help the women, you know, if the women needed to know where the page is, and she would mesh the page. She was an old, you know, European woman. So I don't know if that's what it's referring to, what the Beis Yitzchak is referring to, the Nashkim Mashgichos. What do you think that means? B'nidon Hanashim Hamashgichos Beis HaKnesses Beis HaShnotim Im Bita Yoreshes Chusa. So I don't know what that thing was. I know my grandmother, I don't know, she was like a mashkicha. She would help out, but she would help out the women. But it definitely wasn't a paid position, He says this thing of Yerusha of Esrara is not Momon, so it's not really regular din of Yerusha. Afim Yesha is a schus Momon, lo havi rak schus mi bachutz, kemo tovus hanah, the lav Momonu, Lorisha Labonov. Kaksha Torah ripsos, besroros din Yerusha mikra, vizet, nichema shahiksha. He says it's not a real zchus mamon. Avgav delin sroros matzinu shebno kodem im hu roi hechalek ben sroros lahachta hacha. Came zayin mitam Yerusha's nixse aviv achra chol shchiv lemnoso achra aviv yishlom deinu dom al Yerusha's mamon. So he says, he thinks that even though the Rambam uses a lashon Yerusha, he doesn't think it's a regular din Yerusha. It's not a din Yerusha's mammon. If it's a din Yerusha's mammon, then if you're not a Yerush mammon, but this is not a din of Yerusha's mammon. So he thinks that it shouldn't make a difference. The ene dom Yerusha's mammon, the chosno ene Yerush le ene sroz, the ikre zaro, yam chosno yesh lo zchus, imuroi lakach. Then he quotes the Shol Meshiv. Bivashi Damrinan Sham Harogil Beneiros Havale Bonim Hugonim. The Gemara says if you light, you know, Neiros, you know, I guess Neiros Shabbos, Neiros Chanukah, whatever it is, you'll have good children. Sibu Sham the Rabbim Cholof Hani Apischi the Bei Nosha. The Rav Shizgi, Rupesh Rashi Chomov, Chazi Davi Rogil, Beshraga Tuva, Omar Gava Rabba Nafik Mihacha, Nafik Minari Rav Shizbi, Rupesh Rashi Bichosno Kibino. So he says that he was Rogil, Beneiros, and he had a good son in law. Chamal Chazi Davi Ragil Bishraga Tuva. Amagava Rabbi Nafik Mihacha. Chosno Bikimno. Rosh Chazal Chosno Kibino. He says, and then he quotes a Mordechai. Shekhas Vinosan Le'echad Mashkon. He has collateral. And he says, I give you permission, you can let your sons use it. Gav chason of Bechlal. Your son-in-laws are included in that. Gav chason of Bechlal. Teloshon b'nei Adam chason of Bechlal banav. The Balki Ishto. Well. Then he says, Ludina, he says, Vinidon Zidon Kevan Shakosov Harosh, Barba Basra, Techa Deleka Bonim Vade Bonos Bechlal. If there's no sons, then the Bonos are Bechlal, Hodil in Chosno, Eshlom with the Hecha Deleka Bonim, Chosno Kibno, Din Shakodim Lachelim Nosol Asrara. So if there's a son, you know, the sons, come first. But if there's no son, then the son-in-laws. So that's the idea. And so they can't appoint someone else. Right, so this is a real halacha. See, without this tshuva, you would have said that maybe it's just a din in your son, your grandson. It has to be biological lineage, blood. But what we're seeing over here from the that tshuva that was in the end of the Ramah, and this tshuva, the Beis Yitzchak, is that it's a separate halacha. It's not the regular halacha of, of Mammon. That's the Avos Seis and Emunah Seis points out. So, okay. So that's the tshuva of the Beis Yitzchak, and then he has another tshuva of the Beis Yitzchak here in Siman Ayin on page 5. He says, "Shemin anche kol b'dover hashama shaniftar v'hiniach shtei bonos nesuos v'tziva rosh hakol l'necher hashama." Mibito sheishamish beis haknesses. Right, I grew up. You know, there was the shuls had a shamus. Today, we're in. I told you, it was an old European man who used to be the balkore, and he used to get the lulav and esrogs for the people, and send out the yortzeit cards and all those things. So that was a position. Every shul had a shamus. In America today, the shamus thing is not. Very few shuls that are left that have this position anymore. So the same idea that they wanted to make the shamus passed away, and they wanted to appoint the shamus. You know, here the case was that the shamus only had daughters. So is that now? So they're only son-in-laws. And then he writes, Tshuva. Hinei l'shamashim yesh chazaka kamo kol asraros. Asraros is not only a din of the rabbi, but the shamas. Kamo kol asraros chazan shokha bodeg. So it's a srara. I mean, it's a srara in terms of like Rabbi Bleich distinguished between srara and chazaka b'mitzvahs. Again, one could question whether maybe it should only apply to somebody who has a lifetime appointment, but it could be not. Vizahuadin Ben Bito, the Kodum Lanachala. Viza Tarchin Lamakos of Hakalo, Ben Bino. Even Ben Bito, Yahumakar Ben Bino. Even Ben Bito. Counts. Even though, you know, there wouldn't be the Kadim in the Yerusha. He says it's Lav Davke Ben Bino, even Ben Bito. And again, Srara, as I said, you know, the Shamas in the Shul didn't have too, you know, the idea that maybe it's only, you know, like Rav Shefta said, only if the you know, the Srara means a person has he can fire somebody. Believe me, the Shamasim, when I saw, didn't have too much power. And, you know, they could pick out the Esrogim. You know, that was where the power, you know, tell you a nice Esrog and that. But they couldn't fire anybody, believe me. They couldn't. So it wasn't a din kfir like Rabbi Black says either. But it was like a Chazaka B'mitzvah type of thing. I used to learn with the Balabatim between Mincha Mariv. Yeah, I remember. The shuls when I grew up in the shul, Rabbi Berzon shul, the Shabbos whose name is Reverend Elbogen, and the Shamasim were called Reverend as opposed to the Rabbi. They were called Reverend. I remember in the Young Israel of Brookline, we had Reverend Lokich, who recently was Niftar, who I was very close with. So he's saying that the shamus of the shul is also is considered a srara, and even though it's going to be the son of this shamus only had daughters, and then the daughter had a son, so you don't say, well, someone, you know, that's also that's the same Medrash Talpios that Avram Levin was quoting, and Ezra was quoting the Beis Yitzchak. That it's Lo Lazaro Acharav.
Even it's though in your email and it's in your group chat.
Okay, even though it's not such a big, big gedula. You know, I told you that Rav Moshe Feinstein, when he came to America, the only thing he expected to be was a shamus and a shul. And Rav Jonas and Steif, also, they supposedly they built a shul in Williamsburg. Adas Yireim, whatever it was called, so the Rav Yonah and Steif should be a Rav, that he shouldn't just be a Shamus, because they want to be Mekabitim. So it wasn't considered a grace of covered to be a Shamus, but yet it's considered Poskim Lo Gedulo, Lo Levanov, and there's a Din Srara, and there's a Din Chazaka, and it's not so pasha to be Mesalek, unless he's not capable anymore to do it, or something like that. Okay, so Rabosai, what we saw today was the tshuva of Shaul ben Hagon, of Heschel, and then about the Chosno, and then the tshuva, the two tshuvas of the Beis Yitzchak, of Sarara, of son-in-laws, or you know, of grandson through a wife. Who, in other words, even though it's not the regular din Yerusha, basically what they're saying is the regular din of Yerusha doesn't apply here. It's more broad. It's if you're a descendant, even though if you're from the mother's side. So you're Zara Acharav. That's all it has to be, a Zara Acharav. It's not regular din of Yerusha B'Mammon, and therefore it would have the din of Chazaka. Okay, I'd like to again thank Rav Avram Levitch Shlita, because, you know, this was a last-minute thing, and that he put together this packet, and, you know, I went over it, and we're not finished with it, so Bez Hashem will continue, but this is so I'm very grateful for Rav Avram, and Rav Avram is helping me with other packets, so give a lot of yesh kach to him. Let me say hello to everybody. Ezra Hagler, how are you? Okay. Avram Levitt, we said. Yeah.
Hi.
Hi. All right. Okay, Josh Blau, how are you? Okay, Ilan, good.
Herbie, how are you?
Ephraim Benoff, Shlita, how are you?
Hi,
Rebbe. Okay, Jacob Silberger.
Hi,
everything's good. Harav Katan.
Baruch Hashem, we're good.
Okay, and Nathan Bauer, how are you?
How are you,
Rebbe? Are you close? You're both Muncie people.
That's right.
You're both from Muncie. Yeah, I don't love it. Danny Liu, Shlita.
Hi, Rabbi. How are you?
Okay. Daniel Gottman.
Hi, Rabbi.
Okay. Avishai Samola.
Yeah, Rabbi.
Okay. And where's Harav Shitris? Okay. So tomorrow, what time is Shir tomorrow?
11:00.
11:00? Is that good? Okay. Very good. Okay, guys. It's great to... I'm glad we... We had the shir today on Sunday. You know, it was a good chizuk. That you know, and as I said, this is the first time that I've given shiurim to my talmidim on Chol HaMoed, and now this is the first time that I dedicated the shir not only to Daniel Shena Bas Yeshua Falek, but also to my father, Zichrono Levracha, Yaakov. And Yisrael Pinchas, and it should be Eloi for his neshama. Okay, we'll be continuing and dedicating this year to these two people as well. Everyone should be well, and looking forward to Ezra Shem to see you all tomorrow. Ezra Shem. Okay, Koltov.